anyway, I'm going to get started and get underway. I'm just here doing this thing that I normally do. I call it being organic as we go. This being, well, the 5th of October, October 5. And, well, probably a full day now with Facebook and Instagram being back up and gone and going once again after being off for several hours. And I personally find it, well, I find it rather unsurprising to have seen this happen within a relatively short time span after the whistleblower appeared on 60 Minutes Sunday night. And then within the span of 15, 16 hours later, the entire social network shuts down. Billions of users' accounts. I'm sure many have come to rely on as a means of marketing or whatever fiduciary pursuits might you be. Some people have come to rely on social media for other reasons beyond that being financial. Other reasons being, I don't know, a crutch. Emotional stability. I'm here to tell you that doesn't affect me, by the way. Hell, I was glad it was shut down. I was glad that it was shut down. And I was actually cool with it and content with it being off. Actually went for a walk out in the sun for a number of hours. And it was funny because, I happened to be looking at my phone. Not that it was any kind of nervous tick or anything, but I was looking at my phone because I actually was uploading. Other programs. I'm going to start by saying thanks. First of all, thanks for watching. Thanks for viewing this and thanks for listening. Your QR code in the middle of the screen is tied into my Linktree account where you can see all my productive efforts, I guess you can say. I don't like to say that they're projects, but they're things I'm working on, actively working on and trying to piece together. I just added on Fanbase. Fanbase apparently is black owned. Not necessarily operated, but it is black owned because the CEO happens to be Isaac Hayes III. And I had seen this before that it was emerging, that it was going to come out, and he finally released it. So Fanbase is out there. I got a Fanbase app that I use. I started using that actually today. No, yesterday. I used it yesterday, calling to the attention about, about the social media being shut completely down. And I shudder to imagine how many of you out there were truly adversely affected by it being off. I'm curious to know. Did it affect any of you out there? Now I tried to actually stream on YouTube, but it didn't work out for my setup at the time. I had to reconfigure some things there, but that's neither here nor there. So what I ended up doing was reconfiguring and reestablishing my Fanbase account. I actually consider it mine since it's run by somebody that looks like me. And I was a fan of Isaac Hayes' music. I actually was at Watt Stacks at the LA Coliseum as a little boy with my family. So it was a no-brainer to sign up for that platform. And that and another one called Melanated People. That's the one that I use today. Just to kind of check in, get a feel for the program and see how it works, how it integrates, right? So anywho, I'm just here tonight. Tonight, it is nighttime where I am. It's the next day in other places, and it's the day before in others. But I'm here with you tonight for a while. Don't know how long it's going to be, but I kind of want to go over some things. And I don't. It's unscripted. I'm not yammering. Trust me. I'm really organizing some thoughts in my head. As if this is more about the reinforcement that there are no coincidences in life. There are no coincidences in life. Everything is already mapped out. It's not religious prophecy, much less is it dogma, but everything has been mapped out, if you really think about it. The reason why I say that is the following. I'm going to get into that in just a moment, but let me indulge you by playing this ad right here, 100% hemp seed oil, and let you know about that, because I got to try to really do my part and make these products sell. 1 second. Bolster your immune system. Help alleviate stress. Take in those minerals and vitamins that you really need. Nutrients like vitamin B, omega fatty acids, 3, 6, and 9, and many more nutrients. More Beauty now offers hemp seed oil. We all know that health is wealth. We must do all we can to maintain it. More Beauty offers 100% hemp seed oil, a natural option. Hemp seed oil, available from More Beauty. Order yours today from theembassyofthemoors.org. Theembassyofthemoors.org. So that's a product that I'm hawking. I don't get anything for it. I just want to support my people, doing my part. I like to greet people in the chat room as I do see them. And greetings to you, kinfolk. Greetings to you. I'm gonna call you Vital. I'm gonna call you Vital if you don't mind. Your name is beautiful, and I do not want to mispronounce it. So I'm just gonna call you Sister Vital. Greetings to you tonight. Thank you for joining me. It's really special for you to have you here along with me tonight, because I really thought I was going to be by myself. And in actuality, I am used to being by myself because I'm the only one. They broke the mold. My mom broke the mold after she had me. No, anyway, I just wanted to go over some things that I actually experienced today. And it just reinforces how much there are no coincidences in life. Everything tends to, it should be known, or it should be inferred, or rather expressed, that everything happens for a reason. We don't necessarily know what that reason is, but just know and be assured that everything happens for a reason. And before I continue that, you may hear that there's something probably moving around in my palate. That is only because I am it's a bit of a vice I have to indulge in hard candy. The hard candy happens to be lemon drops. And I got a story about that. I actually shared that, I think, on my Instagram, because there's a lot of things that I share on my Instagram, and I do that to either mine for content or to jog an idea. And when you are somebody that's floundering through this, I don't think I'm floundering, but as you're somebody of a certain age, and there's things that kind of slip out of your gaze. So I use that as kind of my notepad, and my Instagram handle is My Name Is Noble. My name is Noble, and that is not being narcissistic. It's actually truthful, and I have a story behind that as well. But getting back to the lemon drops, when a few years ago, when I was working at a particular capacity overnight, I used to actually indulge in those. You remember those Altoids that were in the small round tins? They were Altoids, but not the mint version. They came out with a Mandarin tangerine or something like that. Mandarin tangerine, lemon, and okay, Sister Ra. Okay, good, good. Grateful for being seen here. Seen. Me prefer to be called Sister Ra. Overstand. Okay. I hope my vernacular was okay. I wasn't making fun of it. I'm actually working on that. But yeah, okay, Sister Ra, you got it. I'm gonna remember that. Thank you. I'm gonna commit that to memory. And if I forget, please don't hesitate to remind me, sister. So back when I was working nights, I used to nosh down on these Altoids, man. And when they got rid of them, you know, they did away with them. I felt kind of bad about that. But I've always been into the hard candies, especially from being a long distance driver for a number of years. So I ran across this particular brand of hard candy. I think they provide them at certain restaurants and certain retail establishments. I'm not going to drop names because, well, for one, they're not just cutting me a check. But there's a particular brand of hard candy that I ran across a few years ago, and they also have a cherry drop variety. The lemon variety actually says it's naturally flavored from California lemons, fat-free and gluten-free. Natural lemon flavor in a delicious hard candy. So I ran across and picked some up today and said they've been actually making candies since 1919. So got myself a couple of bags. So if you hear something kind of knocking against my teeth or in my palate, that's what it is. So getting back to what I was trying to say, among other things, is I was recently connected with someone through a relative. I was connected to someone that actually is, I guess you would call a Hebrew Israelite. And it's a matter of meeting new people and listening to what it is they have to say. Good, good, good. Then playing with the number I say me not be here no more seen. Okay. No problems with the sound. Good. I'm glad it sounds good. I hope it does. If you hear me moving around a little bit, it's only because I'm moving back and forth from the microphone. I'm kind of like going back and forth from a reclined position in my gamer chair. And I might even have to stand up eventually because it's, you know, man, just sitting at this desk, it gets to be a bit much because I do a lot over here. Believe me, I do a lot of studying in that. So getting back to what I was saying, my a relative of mine hooked me up with a young man, well, younger than me, that is a Hebrew Israelite. He also is he works for himself and he's a builder. I say builder in that builder in the sense of getting groups together, like-minded people, giving lectures, you know, teaching people certain acumen and stuff like that. So the trip about this whole thing is that, well, no, you know, the fact that, yeah, he was a friend, you know, he's been friends with my cousin for a long term for a long time, a lot of years, you know, over 10-15 years, which is rare. I mean is it rare for people to have friendships lasting over 10-15 years? The majority of the people that I know in this space on social media are analog people. I say that because there are people that I've known since the analog age that we called on the telephone, that we personally hung out with together, right? So, you know, I don't mind dating myself, and I accept the fact that, well, I'm considered senior in the eyes of society. I am considered a senior. I have just turned 55. Still feel pretty good. I went on a walk the other day, but I'm still feeling it. I'm feeling the results of that walk. Walked 4 miles, so I could stand and lose some more weight. So anyhow, it turns out that this individual ran similar circles And the conversation is that there were degrees of separation among us. I mean, because, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles, in greater Los Angeles area. Los Angeles is a big city. We know this. But depending on where you circulate, and if you circulated like I did, because I went to multiple schools, multiple public schools, right? Because I moved around a lot. This individual that I met up with, we had a slight degree of variance when it came to our degree of separation. And he knew one of my really close friends. I mean, so much so, they used to work on the same team together that built or was responsible for producing or building a major intrastate roadway or freeway known as the 105. And it turns out that this person's adult child actually had worked with my friend as well at some capacity. It just shows you how small the world truly is. I've had these moments for a number of years where the world has gotten that much smaller, where I've run across people that know other people. And these aren't just people that just say this just to blow smoke up my backside. They've said this seriously to, convey and reinforce how small the circle is, how close the degrees of separation are between you and other people. So you never know. You never know who you might be screwing with, man. And I always try to have a low-key approach to most people. You know, I remain cautious, I remain vigilant, et cetera. Well, it turns out from the conversation that we had, and this is kind of a rarity for me to have really long, drawn-out telephone conversations, and it wasn't pretty much my doing, even though I was excited and having the conversation and actually reciprocating in it. We ended up talking for about 2.5 hours straight as I was out earlier, or as I was out doing my thing and making deliveries. But, doing a little delivery work for a few hours and it actually made the time pass. And had a really, really thought-provoking conversation, and I'm hoping to have them on. Well, I'm hoping to have them on my show here in the future, near future. So we'll see about that. We just, it's just a process that's ongoing. I don't want to jinx anything, but I'm hoping to have them on the show. Also, too, and that's kind of the thing. Well, the social anti-social media is both a hindrance and a curse, right? I knew that getting into it. That's why I've had Facebook, but I actually had to retire. I actually retired from a previous line of work. And then about 2 or 3 years later is when I opened up my Facebook account. I didn't realize I'd have this long. I didn't realize I'd really, utilize it for what it is, because I've used it for networking purposes. I've not used it to show off. I've not used it to completely vent myself and let all my information out. You know, I don't, there's certain things I just absolutely will not talk about. I would suggest that for anybody, because it's under the realm of social etiquette. You don't want to put all your information out there. And I've come to terms with the why I'm here doing this. This is no type of performance or anything for me. Even though I value the quality of the sound, I value what it is that I do to try to attract viewers, watchers, an audience, if you will. Not necessarily followers. I don't necessarily want followers. I want to unify. I want to motivate. I would like to inspire others, other people that are like-minded, maybe some that are not, to render consideration, to think critically, to engage critical thinking processes and methods in order to get through these problems that we have, specifically as a people that we are, the people that we are not acknowledged to be is actually what we are, but we need to get back to the people we need to be. And that is through our divine nature, getting back to our divine nature of who it is we are. And that's going to take time. It's going to take more than lip service that I can provide from sitting at a desk with a microphone in my face. It's going to take a whole lot more than that. It's going to take an effort to generate tangible gains in the pursuit of collective betterment. And that's rather simplistic as far as, a definition. So I haven't really had anyone question me this, but I ask myself questions. Well, why are you here doing this? Because people don't want to listen to you. Kind of quite the contrary. I've had people offline tell me and motivate me. And the funny thing is, I've had some people even, you know, push me further and say I should really do this and be more transparent. And I've been at this, I don't know, now consistently probably for the past, I won't even say a full year. Even, you know, I sat on this for about five with this equipment and the platforms that I had prearranged. I tried, made some trial efforts, and set it aside. And it wasn't until I was on a Zoom call with some high school alumni that a couple of them spoke up and actually outwardly said that I need to do this. And that's why I'm here. That's partly why I'm here. So it is what it is, and it shall be what it be. And I'll be here for however long I'm able to do this. Because, you know, it helps me to think. And as I have started to understand that I am, yes, I'm seasoned, but I am of a certain age. Yeah, you're always forever young, but there's certain parts of your body that don't tell you that it's young, that you're as young as you think you are. You know, I saw a news item the other day. A gentleman was reported missing. And apparently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I don't like calling it old-timers. It's called Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's dementia. Well, anyway, the good story is that they've been found. So they're back home or what have you. But what stood out to me in the story was their age. Their age, they were 58 years old. 58. Diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's, at 58 years old. That's only 3 years away. But I'm not dwelling on that. Nowhere near paranoid. Nowhere near worried. But just mindful. Mindful of, well, other than the obvious of what's going on with the C-19 situation, which I won't dare touch on because, it's just too much going on with that. But speaking of mindfulness, here's your mindful moment from me. Is ask yourself, are you present or on autopilot? Are you being intentional or reactive? The mindful moment brought to you by Adal Day. Here on Learning More Chronicles, I'm hoping to do this a couple times a week. And for the moment, though, I'm going to take about a, I don't know, I'm going to take about a 5-minute break and come right back, okay? Because I got to stretch my legs for a minute, if you don't mind, and get myself a drink of water. And I'll carry on with the next segment, because I do have stuff on tap to really talk about. I'll be right back. 5 minutes. Tell you what, came back a little early because I'm a little bit anxious. I actually had a chance to stretch. You know, I wish, I sincerely wish that that guy they call a Dog Chapman would have reached out to the Mitrice Richardson family. Mitrice Richardson had her life taken as a consequence of being contacted by Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies in Malibu, California. Deputies from the Lost Hills station responded to Moonshadows Restaurant on Pacific Coast Highway. It was back after I retired from an agency just across the county line from that area station. With the distance between the two actual station houses, of two separate law enforcement agencies, two separate counties. That distance was 15 miles.